This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, September 27th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers program features Syngenta's Mary Kay Thatcher. Focusing on the November election, Thatcher believes the Senate majority is likely to change.
It's pretty much a given that with Joe Manchin leaving West Virginia, that Governor Justice will win that. So that would put us at a 50-50 split. And, you know, I think Senator Tester in Montana is going to have a difficult time. Trump won that by a big amount a few years ago. And so it's looking very difficult. There are really more Democratic senators that are in tough races than there are Republican senators. In fact, really, other than Ted Cruz, it's pretty limited. So I think one would be pretty safe to go to Vegas right now and bet that the Senate turns Republican.
Like others in agriculture, Thatcher says farmers need an updated safety net that reflects current industry economics, but says even a new farm bill this year won't come in time to help farmers cope with today's economic challenges.
But I think what people fail to remember is even if we pass the farm bill right now, the actual increase in reference prices aren't going to get out there till October of 25. So this is not a short-term fix. And I suspect that's why you have several groups now calling for some kind of ad hoc disaster assistance for farmers suffering from a tough economy.
Focusing on the race for the White House, Thatcher says agriculture needs global market solutions from the Oval Office.
Well, I think with both candidates, we have to continue to talk about trade and the importance of trade because we do still export 20-25% of what we grow and, you know, for some commodities, 60% or 70%. And we're suffering in that market right now. We need to get back to having more free to trade agreements that really cut tariffs besides just trade agreements that go in and try to fix sanitary and phytosanitary barriers. Certainly those are important too, but tariff reduction would be a big thing.
Thatcher says farmers should be paying close attention to the Environmental Protection Agency's strategy to avoid litigation over the Endangered Species Act.
Court suits mean that we have to make sure that EPA is not approving pesticides that might harm an endangered species. And so the way that they're getting around this just is to say farmers would have to do upfront mitigation practices for maybe 4 to 15 years until the Fish and Wildlife Service determines whether or not the pesticide is a problem. So it's going to be more contour plowing, larger buffer strips, less use of a pesticide, et cetera. And then, you know, where we may come from is 5 years from now, we may find out that pesticide isn't a problem, and the farmers have had to pay all this additional cost to be able to produce.
Thatcher says the industry needs EPA to use reliable information to justify their actions.
While anybody and everybody knows we have to fix this problem with endangered species, we got to make sure we got really good maps that are only making us do these things. If we truly have an endangered species in that area, we got to use the best science. And then maybe one of the biggest things is we got to get EPA to really dummy this down, because if you look at how hard it's going to be for a farmer to figure out, what do I do on this field? What do I do on this? What kind of pesticide am I thinking? What kind of drift am I going to have over here? The decisions are going to be insurmountable. And think about trying to do that out in a field where there's no internet access.
Thatcher spoke with AgriPulse Lydia Johnson on the sidelines of the Women in Agriculture Conference this week in Denver. Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. In other news, the United States inventory of all hogs and pigs on September 1 was 76.5 million head. It's up slightly from last year and up 2% from June 1 this year. The breeding inventory at 6.04 million head was down 2% from last year, but up 1% from the previous quarter. Market hog inventory at 70.4 million head, up 1% from last year and up 2% from last quarter. The total number of hogs under contract owned by operations with over 5,000 head but raised by contractees accounted for 53% of the total U.S. hog inventory. I'm Jeff Nelly. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.